you've got to love the British government for its data, right? I really appreciate it. You know, they're very, very anal, very much like, you know, the Nazis. They had to burn a lot of paperwork after the war because there were ones for, you know, documenting everything. Well, fortunately for us, the British government, very much the same. They like to document a number of things that we really need to get the bottom of. So let's have a look. Global high consequence infectious disease events summary September, October 2020. Well, obviously, we're going through this pandemic. Johnson and others have basically said that what did he say? Something about it being extremely dangerous, this new variant. However, it isn't, is it? Because not in here. All right. These are the highly contagious diseases list. All right. Airborne influenza, by the way, that's just disappeared since we've had this hoax virus carry on. Don't see any of this. H5N1, none in cases in the UK. There's no Middle East MERS, monkeypox virus, Nipah virus, plague, or SARS. Now, this is really important. So let's just have a look. SARS, because obviously what we're talking about, this COVID-19 is SARS-CoV-2. It's a SARS virus. 4 cases related to 2002. So you see what happens, right? They can't get somebody to lie on their behalf, right? Can't get anybody to lie on their behalf, right, to fabricate the evidence in this PhD document. So that's your... This is the latest off the press, October 2020. Right, let's have a look at the notifiable diseases weekly reports. Now, we did this the other day, so I'm not going to bore everybody and go through the weeks. Numbers are pretty paltry, by the way, which confirms the reason for them trying to terrorise the population, but also the advertising campaign going on as we speak by the NHS and others in the mainstream media to sell you this fake hoax. Yeah, hoax. So let's just have a little look for all those. So there you go, COVID-19. This is the third week now. So let's just pop down to page 14. Just get it right. There we go. 14. Oops, went past it. There you go. Oh. So last week it was 145 recorded cases. We've now got 63. All right, so COVID-19. So somebody in government's lying. Somebody's lying because this is the data. This is the government's data. Somebody's lying. The mainstream definitely lying. BBC doubly lying. And these scumbag politicians, well, this is a crime. You know, what was evidence in here is a crime. So we've got, you know, these people are part of a cult. You know, they're a blood ritualistic cult. I know a lot of people might not believe that, but you only have to look at the symbols. The mask wearing is satanic in its origin. I know that they've obviously get themselves a few bob on the PPE contract, but what other devious, debatable preferences do they have in relation to children, like a lot of Satanists? Because I get trolled by a lot of Satanists, by the way. That's how I know that this is a satanic agenda. You know, the next one, are they just trying to find out? Are they all just sitting in that cabinet, basically giggling themselves, laughing on the people going to wear 3 masks? If Boris Johnson told you to jump off Kensington Bridge, would you do it? Because it looks like there's an awful lot of people who are dumb and stupid and ignorant, pig ignorant enough to do it. So the masks, it's now going to be 3 masks. Well, we're just getting a report that those masks cause lung cancer. So good on everybody that's been wearing them and doing as they're told. Crack on with your lung cancer, because believe us, you'll be DNR'd in a heartbeat. They ain't going to treat you because the nurses and doctors won't be around to be able to treat you because they're getting the contaminated chemical weapon. what some people say is a vaccine, which absolutely it is not. We're hearing now about the anal swabs. Now, obviously, there'll be quite a few people won't mind that. There'll be quite a few do. I'm pretty sure they're just taking the piss. But that's what they've been doing since day one. And this evidence shows absolutely incontrovertible that we are totally being lied to. It's a lie. It's a hoax. The sooner people wake up, the better.